Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
My cousin Danny was the outdoorsy one. Always had been. So when he suggested we do a backyard campout at my aunt's place the summer I turned 11, it made sense that he'd be the one running the whole thing. His older sister Maya had done it with her friends the year before, and Danny had been talking about doing his own version ever since. I was just happy to be included. My aunt's backyard was one of those old, deep lots that backed up against a tree line. Not a full forest, just a thick stretch of oaks and brush separating her property from the neighborhood behind it. It felt bigger at night. It always did. We set up the tent ourselves, which took longer than it should have. Danny's dad got the fire going around 8. His parents stayed out for maybe an hour, had a couple of beers in the lawn chairs, then went inside when the mosquitoes got bad. Before leaving, his dad told us to knock on the back door if we needed anything. We said we would. That was probably around 9:30, which means by the time things started getting strange, we'd already been out there alone for a while. The first thing I noticed was the fire. Maybe an hour after Danny's parents went in.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I looked up from my Game Boy and realized it had gotten bigger. Not dramatically, but we hadn't added any wood. We'd actually let it die down since we were planning on sleeping soon. I pointed it out to Danny, and he shrugged and said maybe an ember caught. I figured he was probably right. We started talking about this kid at school who supposedly gotten caught shoplifting. Regular summer night stuff. I wasn't thinking about the fire anymore. About 20 minutes later, I noticed a smell. Sweeter than wood smoke. Almost like a cigarette. Danny smelled it too. We looked around and didn't see anything. He said it was probably drifting from a neighbor's yard. That made sense to me. But something about that smell made me feel like we weren't alone anymore. Danny fell asleep before me. He always could just close his eyes and be out. I lay there listening to the fire pop. At some point, I heard footsteps in the grass. Not an animal. Animals stop and start. These were steady. I held still until they finally stopped somewhere behind the tent, near the tree line. I told myself it was Danny's dad checking on us, but the back porch light never came on. When I unzipped the tent slightly and looked toward the house, all the windows were dark. I zipped back up and lay there a long time. The footsteps didn't return. Eventually, I convinced myself I'd half imagined it. That strange place between almost asleep and fully awake where sounds get warped. I've talked myself out of a lot of things in my life. That night, I was getting good practice. I'm not sure what woke me, but when I opened my eyes, the tent was brighter than it should have been. Orange. The fire had been dying when we fell asleep, but now was fully going again, throwing light across the whole side of the tent. I leaned toward the mesh panel and pressed my face close enough to see through it. Someone was sitting in one of the lawn chairs by the fire, facing the tent, completely still, shoulders ahead, hands resting on the knees. Not Danny's dad. The build was wrong, and this person was leaning forward in a way his dad never sat. I woke Danny. He looked, went quiet, then said it was probably just shadows playing off the chair back. Maybe. The fire does strange things. I decided to believe him because I had to. We lay back down, but neither of us spoke. The sleeping bags felt thin. The tent felt thin. I was staring up at the mesh vent when Danny whispered, "Do you think we should get my dad?" I said, "Yeah." We both knew we should have done it 10 minutes ago. Danny started to sit up to unzip the tent. That's when it happened. The tent wall to my left pushed inward sharply. I turned my head, and before I could process what I was seeing, a hand punched straight through the mesh panel and grabbed my ankle. Not through the zipper, through the mesh itself. The grip was immediate and crushing, large adult fingers wrapping all the way around. I felt myself being pulled before I could even react. The sleeping bag peeled off as I slid across the tent floor. I grabbed at the ground sheet, but it just bunched under my fingers. Danny was screaming my name, and it sounded like it was coming from another room. The tent peg on that side ripped out, and the whole wall caved inward as I was dragged through the gap and out into the grass. The cold hit me first, then the smell. That same sweet, wrong smell from earlier. Except now it was everywhere, right on top of me. I was on my back, moving fast, the grass cold and wet against my neck and arms, the tree line coming toward me. I dug my free heel into the ground and it did nothing. I clawed at the grass with both hands. I was screaming. I know I was, because my throat hurt for 2 days after. I couldn't see him. He was behind me, dragging me by one ankle. And every time I twisted to look, I caught nothing but darkness in the shape of legs moving quickly. We were maybe 10 feet from the tree line. The back porch light exploded on. Danny's dad's voice cut through the dark, loud and sharp. Then the back door slammed hard. The grip on my ankle loosened slightly, just for a second. I felt the hesitation in it. Then the shot. The loudest sound I've ever heard. A single blast fired upward. Not aimed at anything. Just a sound that meant the next one might be. Birds burst out of the tree line. Every neighbor's light came on at once. The hand let go. Footsteps crashed into the bushes and disappeared. Danny's dad crossed the yard at a run and I just lay there in the wet grass, staring up at the sky, completely unable to move. He grabbed my shoulders, and I remember his hands were shaking.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The police came. Flashlights swept the tree line for a long time. They didn't find anyone. The thing I keep coming back to is the smell. That sweet, strange smell had been there for hours before anything happened. Which means he was already there. Already that close. Long before either of us noticed. He was patient. Whatever he was planning, he was willing to wait all night for it. I don't know what would have happened if Danny's dad hadn't come out when he did. I still think about the charcoal smell sometimes. Not in a nostalgic way. It started the way most stupid decisions do, with Craigslist. I was helping my buddy Marcus get his new place set up after his divorce, and he needed basically everything. Furniture, kitchenware, whatever. He didn't have the energy to shop around, so I volunteered to spend a Saturday morning scrolling through listings in his area. That's how I found the Weber kettle grill for $40. The photos were decent, slightly ashy, clearly used, but solid. The seller had a few other things posted, a shop vac, some patio furniture. So it seemed like a normal person offloading normal stuff. I messaged him, and he got back to me within maybe 10 minutes. Short answers. Friendly enough. Said his name was Derek and that I could come by that afternoon if I wanted. I said sure. He sent me an address. I almost didn't notice anything off when I pulled up. The house was in one of those subdivisions where everything looks identical. Same beige siding. Same two-car garage. Same little ornamental tree by the mailbox. I parked along the curb. The driveway was empty. I texted Derek that I was out front and waited. Nothing came back. I figured he was in the backyard, which honestly made sense if he was trying to sell a grill. So I walked up the driveway and called out a hello. No answer. Around the corner of the house, there was a wooden gate that was already open. Just slightly, not wide open, ajar, like someone had meant to close it and didn't quite finish. I pushed it and stepped into the backyard. The yard was bigger than I expected, long and narrow, with a wooden fence on both sides and a tree line at the far end. The grill was right there in the middle of the patio, exactly like in the photos, and there was a folding chair next to it with a half-finished drink sitting on the armrest. Condensation on the glass. Still fresh. I stood there for a second, called out again. Nothing. I walked toward the grill to look it over. I crouched down, checked the bottom vent, lifted the lid. Everything fine. That's when I noticed the sliding glass door at the back of the house. It was open about a foot. Not wide, just open, with the screen door pulled across. I could see the kitchen inside, and it was dark. But I had the distinct feeling, the specific, hair-raising feeling, that something in that darkness was looking back at me. I straightened up and pulled out my phone to call Derek instead of text. It rang 4 times and went to voicemail. His voicemail greeting was generic. One of those automated ones with just the number read back. Which is nothing, I know. Plenty of other people don't set up their voicemail. But standing in a stranger's backyard with a half-warm drink and an open door, it landed differently. I decided to wait by the gate. That's when I noticed the fence. Along the left side of the yard, there were gaps between the fence boards. Old wood, warped from weather, totally normal. But as I was walking back toward the gate, I caught movement in my peripheral. I stopped and looked directly at the fence. The gaps were dark. I couldn't see anything. I stood there for probably 15 seconds, staring, feeling genuinely foolish. Before I convinced myself it was a dog in the neighbor's yard, or a kid, or literally anything, I got back to the gate and leaned against the house, scrolling my phone, trying Derek again. Voicemail. I typed out a text. Hey, I'm in the backyard. Take your time. Sent. The red receipt came up immediately. I stared at that for a second. He read it. Immediately. Didn't respond. Didn't come outside. Just read it. I sent a follow-up. Should I come back later? Same thing. Read within seconds. Nothing back. I'm not proud of how long I stood there rationalizing that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Maybe he was in the bathroom. Maybe he was on a call and just glancing at notifications. I probably would have kept standing there too. Except I looked back at the sliding screen door and noticed it had opened wider. Not all the way. Maybe another foot. I hadn't heard it move. I hadn't heard anything. It was just more open than before. I left. I didn't jog or make it obvious. Just walked at a very deliberate, controlled pace back to the front of the house and got in my car. As I was pulling away from the curb, I glanced up at the second floor. There was a window above the garage, and the curtain moved. Not like wind. More like it had been held aside and then released. I drove to the end of the block and sat there for a few minutes just thinking. On my way home, I passed a woman walking a dog on the sidewalk about two streets over. I don't know what made me do it, but I pulled over and rolled down the window and asked if she knew the house on Fielding Court, the beige one near the end. She looked at me a little sideways and said she thought it had been vacant for a few months. That a family had moved out in the spring. I didn't go to the police. I thought about it, but what would I even say? The curtain moved? I had no proof of anything. I still checked Craigslist for the listing when I got home, but it was already gone. What I keep coming back to isn't the screen door or the curtain, or even whoever was watching through those fence boards. It's the red receipts. Somebody in that house was holding a phone. Watching me stand in that backyard and just waiting, letting me think I was alone while they decided what came next. I don't know what they wanted. I don't know how many of them were in there. Marcus ended up getting a grill from Home Depot. I drove him there myself. My cousin Ryan and I were house-sitting for my aunt and uncle the summer before I started college. They were in Italy for 3 weeks. So it was just the two of us in their house out in Murrysville. Big house, big yard, quiet neighborhood. Nothing about that situation should have been a problem. Ryan and I had been there one day when I walked into the garage and found the side door, the one that leads out to the backyard, sitting slightly open. Not wide open, just unlatched, resting maybe an inch away from the frame. I figured one of us had gone out and not pulled it fully shut. I closed it and didn't think about it again. That was probably the first thing I should have paid more attention to. A few days passed without anything strange. Ryan and I had a routine going. We'd watch TV, make food, hang out by the pool. On some occasions, Ryan would have his Bluetooth speaker out by the pool blasting music while we floated around. It's safe to say we were having a great time. Then on the fourth or fifth night, I was lying in bed around midnight, and I heard that garage side door open. It has a specific creak to it, a low groan that rises in pitch as it swings. I had walked in and out of it probably a dozen times already. I knew the sound. I lay there waiting to hear Ryan's footsteps, assuming he went out there for some reason. But there were no footsteps, no sound at all after that. I got up and knocked on Ryan's door. He was in bed. He hadn't gone anywhere. We both went down and checked. The door was closed but unlocked. Neither of us had been in the garage since earlier that afternoon, and neither of us had gone down to close it. We looked at each other for a second, then Ryan reached over and locked it. He said old houses settle, doors shift. It probably hadn't been fully latched to begin with. That's a reasonable explanation. I mostly believed it. I didn't sleep great that night either way. About a week in, Ryan's girlfriend came to visit for a few days. Having a third person around made the house feel more normal. The three of us spent most of a Saturday out by the pool. Late in the afternoon, Ryan and his girlfriend went inside to start making dinner, and I stayed out a little longer by myself. That's when I noticed the chair. My uncle has these wooden Adirondack chairs arranged around the fire pit in the corner of the yard near the fence. There are four of them, always in the same positions. I looked at them probably every day, but that afternoon, one of them was pulled forward, out of the arrangement, facing the pool, directly facing the pool. The ground under it had that flat, compressed look like it had been sitting that way for a while, not like someone had just moved it. I went inside and asked Ryan if he or his girlfriend had moved a chair. They both said no. I went back out and moved it back into place and didn't say anything else about it. But I kept thinking about it through dinner. That chair was not in that position the day before. I was certain of it. Ryan's girlfriend left a day early without giving a full explanation. That night it was just Ryan and me again. Around 9 p.m., I noticed the garage side door wasn't fully latched. I pushed it shut. An hour later, I walked by and it was open again, the same amount, just resting slightly ajar about half an inch. Ryan said the latch was probably worn. That was a reasonable explanation. I accepted it. I went to bed that night with my bedroom door closed. I don't normally sleep with it closed, but that night I just wanted it shut. I woke up at 3:14 a.m. to a low scraping sound, like something heavy being dragged across concrete. I lay still for a second, trying to make sense of it, then got up and moved to the window. Down in the backyard, one of my uncle's Adirondack chairs was being dragged slowly across the yard. A man was pulling it, positioning it deliberately in front of the pool, facing the house, and in the pool itself, lit up faintly by the underwater lights. Another man was swimming slow, calm laps like he had nowhere to be. I just stared for a second. I couldn't process what I was seeing. Then I pushed the window open and shouted down at them, "Hey, who are you guys?" That was a mistake. Both of them stopped at exactly the same time. The swimmer turned and looked up toward my window. The man with the chair straightened up slowly. Neither of them said anything. Then the man by the chair reached down and picked something up off the ground near the pool edge. I couldn't make out exactly what it was, but the way he held it at his side told me enough. The swimmer climbed out without rushing. They looked at each other once, then both started walking toward the house. Not running, walking, direct and unhurried, like they had already thought through what came next. I pulled back from the window and grabbed my phone. My hands weren't steady. I called 911 and told the operator there were two men in the backyard and that they were approaching the house. She told me to stay on the line and that units were on the way. I screamed down from the window that the police were coming. They didn't stop, didn't even slow down. I heard the back door take the first impact, then the second, then the frame gave. Their footsteps came through the kitchen, steady and unhurried, and then hit the stairs. I had my back against the far wall. I could hear them in the hallway, both of them. Then my door handle moved. It moved again, harder. Then I heard the distinct sound of metal being worked at. They were going after the handle itself, trying to knock it loose from the door. Then Ryan's voice came from down the hall, shaky but loud. "I've got a shotgun and the cops are already on their way. Get out of this house." And then the sound, a pump action racking, unmistakable. Then another. The kind of sound that doesn't leave any room for interpretation. Everything stopped. 3 seconds of silence. Then I heard footsteps, fast this time, moving away from my door, back down the hall, down the stairs, and now through the back of the house. The rear door swung and slammed, then nothing. The police arrived about 4 minutes later. They cleared the house and found the broken back door, the damaged handle on my bedroom door, and wet footprints through the kitchen and up the stairs. 2 sets. When they were gone, I found Ryan sitting on the edge of his bed. I asked him where he got a shotgun. He looked up and held his Bluetooth speaker.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He'd pulled a pump-action sound effect on YouTube the moment he heard them on the stairs and blasted it at full volume through the hallway. That was it. That was all it was. I've thought about that night a lot since then. I think about the two men walking toward the house without hesitating even after I told them the cops were coming. And I think about how close everything was to going a completely different way. If Ryan hadn't been quick, if he hadn't thought of that speaker, if he'd hesitated even 30 seconds longer, I don't let myself finish that thought.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save